So this week's parsha, we find the first explicit example of ta'amim in the Torah. Chazal do say that together with Cain and Hevel, there were multiple births. That Cain had a sister and Hevel had two sisters, which were born with him. But it's not explicit. But here we have by Yaakov and Esav, we have very explicit. We have later on by Peretz and Zorach, we have the same thing. Just thinking about some of the practical applications. Now, if you're not dealing with twins, they're not so practical. But at least in the world of dealing with twins, that they're practical. Some of them have applications beyond that. There's a tremendous discussion in halacha dealing with a situation where you have two boys and they're both healthy and they're both having the bris on the eighth day. So, how do we deal with brachas? How do you deal with who goes first? Now, the relevancy could also be relevant. You know, it's not a case of twins. You could have a situation where there's two boys from different fathers born the same day. They're coming to the shul having a bris. So who gets kedima? But in general, the psak in regards to that is that we make separate brachas for each one of them, because each one has a separate mitzvah, different father. Each one has his own mitzvah. So even the moil is being, even if they use the same moil, but he's a shliach of each father differently. So father number one, usually the assumption is that the child is born first, goes first. So father number one will do his process, make the moil a shliach. They'll do that milah, they'll finish that, then they'll do the second child. But the case where it's one father, he has twin boys. So what do you do? So this is a major machlokes in halacha, whether you make one bracha for both. So the father would make a bracha, the hachnisam revisa shalavot mevinu. The most is the bracha balamila. It's the same bracha whether you have one or you have multiple. But the father would say the bracha in the plural. They would do one child, then they would do the second child, and then they would make the bracha of asher kidas. You deem me better, but you would say everything over there also in the plural. We change the from singular to plural, and then you would do the kriya shem. You carve a shmom by Yisrael, and you would say the names of the two boys, and you'd be very clear who you're saying goes for whom.
So you wouldn't say a bracha over the second milah then?
Well, the bracha on the first one would go for the second one.
For the father.
And for the moil.
And for the moil. You'd only say one bracha.
One bracha.
Second
kaling.
What? Kind of like kaling, man.
Right, the Yekele Mikra Shkita, the Shaykhit makes one bracha ala Shkita, and then he does multiple Shkitas at the same time. So the Mel would do. So the question which we have over here is there a concept of Anos and Mitzvah Tavilas Tavilas? Really, it's a separate mitzvah for each one. We have a rule that we try not to bundle up mitzvahs. It's, Rashi says the problem with that is because it looks like we're trying to, like, instead of doing each one, giving it its own just do and giving it its own separate, we're saying, well, you know, I'd rather get this all done with as quickly as possible, let's pile all in. So the Mora has a rule of Enos Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. So the Mora discusses this in the Masechta Sota in the first parak, dealing with the Shaila of could the Kayan give two Sotas to drink at the same time? The Mora has a drasha, it has to be done one at a time. So the Mora discusses, does this rule apply? Is this because of Enos and Mrs. Chavilas Chavilas, or is there another reason behind it? So Mor says, Reb Shimon says, there's another reason behind it, because part of the process over here is to make the woman feel uncomfortable, embarrassed, and hopefully she'll admit. She has another woman there next to her who's in the same situation. She feels sort of strengthened by there's another individual there, and she won't have the same feelings of emotion of, and maybe she won't admit. So that's why we do it. And the Mor says, that's Reb Shimon, who is Darsh time in the Krah, explains the reason for the pasuk. So this is not the general rule. The Mor says, why are we coming to the other explanation? That means even if it's two different kahanim, you can't do it at the same time. And also, Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas only applies if it's one kohen. So it's one kohen, he shouldn't be trying to, you know, like take the two ladies and, you know, do everything with basachas, you know, that's not right. But if it's two different kahanim, I can do a mitzvah, you can do a mitzvah. You don't say in the morning, every in the shul can say this in 1 second, I put it until then you and then you and then you. We all put it until the same time. Because each one has their own mitzvah. It's not called chavilas tavilas. If one person is trying to bundle up multiple mitzvahs, that's a problem. But over there by the Sota, even if it be two kahanim, we can't have two women there at the same time, because that would be each one would strengthen the other one. So going back to the case of Mila, So if I have two moil in doing it, it's not a problem of oisim mitzvah kavilas kavilas. So it's one moil. The idea that he's sort of like trying to get it all in one shot would possibly be an issue. So this is part of this question of what should we do? So beyond the question of the bracha, Tosfos seems to say that the idea of bringing both children in at the same time and sort of like trying to like get it done in the bus is wrong. You would have to, it's preferable to bring one child and do his mitzvah and focus on him, and then finish with him, and bring the second child to do the same. So that's what we do in Allah. Otherwise, so we do this like this, Tosfos, preferably, in order to avoid the question of the bracha, and in order to avoid this issue of kavilas kavilas. So we try to do that. And again, modern, a very common example of this is the two kaisis by Sheva Brachos. When should you fill the second cup? Tosfos says you should fill the second cup. You shouldn't like pour both of them a bas achas and then you know make a bracha one and do the other one another one. You should wait till after benching and fill the second cup. So you fill the first cup and you bench, and then you fill the second cup and then you do the Sheva Brachos. But if you're like pouring both at the same time, it looks like you're trying to just try it all lump it together. So that's there are some persons who say that you're supposed to do. So the other persons say no. You're right, but there's another issue which we have to consider over here. The other issue is the interruption. Sheva Brachos should be said immediately after benching, and the fact that you have to go and fill a second cup would function as some level of an interruption. So we don't advise doing that. Therefore, the custom, quote unquote, that people have to fill both cups beforehand is accepted in halacha in order to minimize the hefsek. It's important to point out that therefore, just if you take that message, obviously taking their time to get it done or talking and schmoozing obviously is discouraged. If we're worried about the issue of the time it takes to pour a cup, it's considered a hafzik. So when it comes to Sheva Brachos, I think people, it's totally as an aside. There's a concept in halacha of Sheva Brachos of you need, for beyond the chasa, you need panim kadoshes. Why do you need panim kadoshes? Why do you need a new face there? Chag is the Rosh of the Rambam. The Rosh says, because it increases the simcha. We need a new simcha. The table said the brachas by the chas already. Why are we saying them again? Because there's a new simcha. What's a new simcha? Somebody, there's a new person there. He says it has to be somebody which you get more excited because of that. So my aunt, May couldn't make it to the chas, and she comes to the Sheva Brachos. I feel so happy Aunt May is there. I have a new simcha. All of us are a bit of a chassid. They take a guy off the street and pull him and say, we need part of the Rosh of Sheva Brachos. According to the Rosh, you would not say Sheva Brachos. There's no simcha because there's an extra person, unless you're this phenomenally wonderful Eb Yisrael and you feel excited about any person off the street. But the average person, I once saw a shayla on that, this is totally on the side, about what about if the extra person who brings the simcha is a woman? He's not part of the minyan, but the minyan is all the same men who buy the chassid. They bring in a woman who wasn't there. And somebody who's related, they're very excited to have her there. So is that acceptable as well? There are the Sefer HaTzoposkim seems to say, according to the Rosh, it would be. But the Rambam is not like that. The Rambam says that the reason why you say Sheva Brachos is because when a Jew joins into the Simcha, he has a chiyuv to hear the Brachos. It's not because of the Chosakal, it's because of the individuals which are there. So a person who's been by the Chas already heard the Brachos. So why are we saying the brachos for? For the new guy who walked in from the street, he has a chiyuv to partake of this simcha and hear the brachos. So that means really we're all supposed to be listening to the brachos. That's the point I want to say. The Sheva Brachos, you really should be listening to the brachos, because the point of the brachos is according to the Rambam is for us, not for the chasam kala. Oh, the chasam kala here, so I can do whatever I want. That, according to the Rambam, that's 100% wrong. The point is that we should be listening and partaking of the simcha. Okay, that was an aside. Yes.
Rebbe, back to the shittos. What's the tzad to say that you would only make one bracha? I mean, there's two separate children. He has a mitzvah for each child to give them a milah. So why would you do one? I mean, it's not like a lulav where you have a father has one mitzvah to take a lulav, so he can't take it every time. But each one is two separate. I don't see why you.
Well, like we're saying that by tilas kalim, maybe it's a tilas kalim. Each kalim is a separate mitzvah.
But
and each shechita is a separate mitzvah. But we make one bracha for all of them. Right. So we can't make a bracha on multiple mitzvahs as long as we're not ma'asik in between.
I guess I would say, because it's such a big mitzvah.
Well, once you could, you can't make a second bracha because you have a bracha shen tzricha or a bracha levatala problem.
Well, I guess I would say that by kelim and shechita, you have no mitzvah to do shechita. You have no mitzvah to do tova kelim. But if you want to use the kelim, if you want to eat the meat, you have to do shechita. So you can do one bracha for everything. Just like there's no mitzvah
kisei adam. Once you shecht, you have a mitzvah to kisei adam. So we make
so one. You shecht all the animals,
and then you do kisei adam. You make one bracha for all the kisei adam. That's all halacha. The issue over here, the reason why the tzad is to make two brachas is actually the ikur source should be one bracha. It's hard to say two brachas.
Because you all want to say bracha shen etzricha? Is that the point?
Because bracha shen etzricha. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the reason it's hard to say you need two is because since the rule, since while you've been doing meal of one, you cannot do the second one. So it's kila is a hesach hadas. When I'm doing mitzvah A, I can't do mitzvah B. So when I'm doing mitzvah A, it's almost like I'm being masir. I can do two kelim at once. I don't have enough hands, okay? So you're not allowed to do a second meal when you do the first meal because you can't focus because the aim is always mitzvah kavilas kavilas.
Even if it's two separate mawalim.
So if it's two separate mawalim, it's more complicated. I mean, well, two separate mawalim, each one make their own bracha pasha. So I'm saying, but if it's one mawal, he can't do it. I'm an ambidextrous mawal, and I can do meal with my left hand and my right hand, you know? So I'll do one kid with the left hand, one kid with the right. I'm not allowed to because aim is mitzvah kavilas kavilas. So what I do, the first one, I'm being Messiah Das on the second one, because I'm not allowed to do the second one right now. So that's where the Rosh comes along and says, I think it's the Rosh, but says, so you can't, so you want to be Messiah Das from, you need a bracha. It's like a person, does Shechita, and he goes, takes lunch and comes back, and he's in a bracha. Because he was Messiah Das from Shechita, he was busy with something else. So I'm Messiah Das on the second Mila while I'm doing the first Mila. That's the argument why you make two brachas. Okay, let's touch on some other things. So that's, can you make one surah for both of them? We have a rule of Ein Marvin Simcha with Simcha. You can't mix together two simchas. Each one is a set. I have a simcha for this child's meal is Mechayev a surah. This child's meal is Mechayev a surah. I want to do two surahs in one. Can you do that? So the assumption of the law is that you could. But you're supposed to be Marvin some way in the meal, indicate it's for two things. The rule of Ein Marvin Simcha Simcha, I mean, once you're in the situation, you're not machayev to do two separate surahs. You can't push up the brisim. You're supposed to do both of them. These are makdimim. So once you're done with that, you end up with one meal. So bar mitzvah is more interesting because it's not clear in halacha that there's a mitzvah by surahs bar mitzvah. And Shulchan Aruch is not brought down. There's a Zohar which says that there's chiyuv surah by bar mitzvah. The Zohar says the same way by a chasna, when two people are getting married, you have a chiyuv to make a suda. So when a person turns bar mitzvah, so it's like a chasna going into the chuppah. He's connecting to the Torah. The Torah, the kavod is the Torah. So you have a chiyuv suda, just like a chasna by yom chuppah. The Zohar says.
So does that only apply on the day that he has to become bolyom? That he has to be kandabah?
So that's an assumption in the passage in Tzavka by Yom. And the surah otherwise, the way we make it into surah mitzvah is because somebody says the retirer, so that, you know, you're doing it in honor of a special occasion, and you say the retirer, that makes it a surah mitzvah. So that for sure you can do one for both. Right? The Baba Yom, but you know, usually by twins it's the same day. I mean, not always, but my sister and I are two different days. Which was always used to drive people crazy. She's older, she always rubs it in. Anyway, but...
You can rub in that you're younger.
Yeah, but there's some other that's not our society. Yeah. Normally the Baba Yom, it's the same day. So there you would have the question of, you know, can you? You can't make two chasnas. You can't make one suda for two chasnas. Because Ein Marvin Simcha is simple. So that's the assumption that the level of chiyuv of simcha by a chasna is a higher level. The same Marvin Simcha is simply over there. You have it by Ein Nosim Nashim B'Moyed. You can't marry a woman during Chol HaMoyed because you're going to end up Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. The Mora says you're Chiyuv Suda Al Yomtiv. You're going to use a Yomtiv Suda for that. That's not appropriate. Well, Bris Suda we'll make during that. A Bar Mitzvah Suda we would make during that. So we don't deal with it at the same level with you. Okay, who's older? So who's believed to be this child? Which one is the older child? So who has Nemonis? So the father has Nemonis. It's the din of Yakir. The pasuk says that the one who's the bechor, the father can be he can be recognized. He's the father's the mother to say that this is the older child, this is the younger child. The mialetis has the monis only if she says right away. So we give the monis to the nurse, etc. The father wasn't necessarily there. We give the monis to the nurse. So who was born first? We give that the monis. If we wouldn't have the monos, we'd have fascinating, you know, discussions in regards to the halachas of Yerusha or Bechor, if these two are the first two children. So whoever's born first is the Bechor. So you have a lot of issues with that, with cases of Suffolk. How do you deal with Bechor in a case of Suffolk? Okay. So they get to their... So what, you make a bracha. When a child's born, you make a bracha. So the boy is born, you say Tovimeitim, the girl is born, you say Shechayonu. So you had twin girls, you say one Shechayonu for both. If you have twin boys, you say a Toba Meitiv, one of them a Toba Meitiv for both. If you have a boy and a girl, you say a Toba Meitiv, and that covers both. You don't say Shechiyonu besides.
Rebbe, in terms of the Nemanot, do we just leave the hospitals when they say this one was born first?
Let's assume yes. The basic answer is yes. There's yes. Okay. What's interesting is we say one bracha for both. When it comes to bar mitzvah, the bracha of Shtranim, you say separately. Because the law says the bracha of Shtranim, you own zeh. So the language itself is zeh, is this one, is you're discussing the individual. So when you have two boys, it would be bracha of Shtranim, you own zeh. And then bracha of Shtranim, you own zeh. So you say two separate brachas. We don't give two brothers and Aliyah back to back because of Ayin Hara. So you give them Aliyah, give both Aliyahs, you know, with a hefsek of an Aliyah in between. So the father would say Baruch Shemitrani after one Aliyah, then go back and say Baruch Shemitrani after the second Aliyah.
And the Bechor gets the first Aliyah?
It's an interesting question. I've not seen that that's specifically done that way. I haven't seen anybody talk about it.
What's the Ayin Hara? What is the Ayin Hara that we're afraid of?
Yeah, well, they're the same way we don't give a father and son one after the other. You know, when Leah's, we don't give a father and son. You know, it shows it like a certain, you know, they're putting themselves out there, father and son or two brothers. That's a minute.
Top runneth over.
I saw interesting that, you know, some suggest that you should try and distance them as much as possible. So I'm not, you know, that's not hermeneutic. But one thing is mutter, two sefer Torah is mutter. So in case where, let's say it was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so you can give one of them Shri and one of them after. Since it's two sefer Torah, it's a whole different kriya, so that you could do. So you can give one of the bar mitzvah boys Shri and one of the bar mitzvah boys after. There was a the answer is obvious, but the question they raise, you know, so you have two twins, what can they do about getting the Haftarah? So can you lay in the Haftarah to be Basachas? That's very Shigmura that you can't, because it would be hard to focus on when you have two people talking at the same time, you don't hear anybody. The exception to that is Krisa Megillah, we can have two people letting at the same time because it's so exciting. The Gemara says it's Kaviv, where it's dear to us, so we were able to focus on it even though the two people talking at the same time. So theoretically, if you want to give your two bar mitzvah boys Krisa Megillah, that would work, but letting that doesn't work. Just as an aside on that, and this is an important point in halacha, when a person gets an aliyah, he's supposed to read along. He should not be reading along loud enough so the tzibur hears it, because then you have a problem with two people letting a babasachas and you're not yertzeh. So that he's being machmir on the lach that he has to lay it along. He's making the whole tzibur not be yotzei. It's probably not a greatest idea that he should do that. He should read along very quietly. And that's a challenge. I mean, I've been a balkari many times. And some people are... and also, technically, even the gay, the person who's laying along by his seat, you know, being Mavra Sedra with it, you know, and is laying very loudly. Besides the fact that it sometimes is very disturbing to the Balkare and to the people around him, but you would have this problem of Kriyab Basachas, and you're not making the people around you not be yotzei. Even though you're reading along the same words with him, because we hold.
Even though they can know the
first part, the assumption if you hear two voices at the same time, each one has diminished understanding, so you're not yotzei. That's why the according to the Ramah, I shouldn't go here. According to the Ramah, according to the Shach, according to the Taz, only one person says Kaddish at the same time, because you have to hear the person saying Kaddish. You can't hear two people saying Kaddish. So what's the minute which we have the minute? What the custom which we have when people say Kaddish Basachas? Then you look at the Ramah, you look at the Shachlan Taz, they say you ask them one person at a time. There's a Kiveger, there was a cholera epidemic in Posen, and there was many people who were saying Kaddish, and many people had become Yisrael, and they wanted to say Kaddish, and a person was getting a Kaddish once every other week. There was, you know, many, many people had died. So Kiveger was Machadish that the sword of Aida the Chaviv, since it's dear to you, people can hear it, that applies not only if the people are hearing it's chaviv to them, but if the person is saying it, it's chaviv to him. So then you can hear, I say it with such a chavivus, so you'll be able to hear what I have to say, even though two people are saying at the same time. That was Kiveger's Achidish. Kiveger allowed that, and that became widespread, you know, except by the Yekas, still they keep it one at a time.
So the shows that are Machmir on saying it together, which I always found a little annoying. Goodbye and insist that everybody say it exactly the same time.
That's That's maybe
counterintuitive.
I don't know which one's better. I'm not sure which one's better. Mishnah Berurah does talk about the fact that one's ahead, one's behind. He does talk about this issue. You know, how do you answer, etc. But the Yek is only saying one at a time. Only one person says, and that's it. You know, and that's the reason. So theoretically, you could take Bar Mitzvah boys. Their Kriyas HaTorah is such a chavuv to them that maybe Kriyas HaTorah would apply. But I don't. I'm not sure that that's necessarily. Maybe the Chavivah says they finally got it over with. But okay, very good.